You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show. Today we're talking scams.
This is $180.
It is our most modestly priced receptacles.
But just because we're bereaved doesn't make us sad,
sir.
We know it's frustrating, and we're here to help sort it out. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
At Rosie on the House, protecting the Arizona homeowner is absolutely one of our core values in our vision and mission statement of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We try and bring you information that will protect you, inform you, and educate you every single Saturday morning. Case in point, we've got an email here from Becky. And Neil, I see you're on the phone on hold calling from Prescott. We do have an open line, and Neil will be our next caller up. If you'd like to talk about some situation that's going on at your house that you want to run by us and verify it's not fraud, give us a ring. Or if you have experienced fraud, that's one thing Jennifer wants to talk about a little bit about. Don't be embarrassed. Don't not talk about it.
No, a lot of people don't report it because they're so embarrassed they got taken.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're not the first. They're not the last, but they can help the next guy.
And we're going to talk about how you can do that in just a minute. Becky writes us, and I'm not going to mention the name of this air conditioning equipment, and I'm not going to mention the name of this air conditioning company. They ironically are one of the ones that are on our blacklist. If they hadn't even mentioned who the company was,
you'd know.
I would know by this tactic. And it's something y'all all see very often when you've recently or are currently shopping for an air conditioner. Here's Becky's story. Becky, I hope you're listening because you're going to get the answer to your question right now. And we'll, of course, reach out to you on your email address as well. Becky purchased a blank brand air conditioning from blank air conditioning company. It had a 2-year free VIP service plan. The purchase was 2 years ago, so she's approaching the end of her warranty. This company comes back and starts offering a special plan for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 7 year, or 10 year warranty for an additional $1,500. Now, I know this brand of equipment. This brand of equipment already comes from the factory with a 10-year warranty on parts and compressor. And here's this company trying to convince Becky she needs to pay for that kind of coverage.
Did Becky know that?
No. She's writing saying, hey, the warranties are for compressors and parts, but only 2 more years of labor. What should I do? I became very uncomfortable dealing with this company because after the tech was here, they left after servicing the AC for just 20 minutes and stating that a tune-up and complete coil cleaning had been completed. Does that sound right for such a short period of time? The statement states that all parts and labor warranties require this annual service, requires the annual service by this particular company for the warranty to remain in effect.
Now, that's true sometimes.
That part is not unusual.
Right.
Okay? It's the company that installs it wants to be able to see it once a year and make sure it's in tune. But she's wanting to know, should she extend this part and warranty? And I think she knows the answer. In the email, she's talking about suspicious things that have already been happening at the house while dealing with this company.
So she's had her little voice tell her, but she wants to believe that this, you know, this is true.
And the best advice I can give you, Becky, is the equipment is already warrantied. Even if you buy the labor warranty from this company, they're going to find reasons to be able to charge you for virtually every single visit they make. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. You're in Phoenix. That gives you some excellent opportunities for air conditioning contractors. It can be Knight Air. It can be Integrity Air. It can be Rias. Up in Yavapai County, it can be Integrity Air. Down in Tucson and Pima County, it can be Intelligent Design. In Pinal County, it can be Desert Cooling. So we've got Arizona covered with Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractors. If your air conditioning service provider is up to shenanigans like this, I can only tell you to do one thing. Dump them.
I have a question. So you've bought your air conditioning equipment, and it's warranted for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Can you change companies in that warranty?
Absolutely.
Still? Okay.
Absolutely. The manufacturer carries as long as there are that manufacturer's certified service rep, which all of our major air conditioning companies are ROSI certified. This is a major brand of equipment. This isn't some off-brand piece of equipment. It's good equipment.
Wow.
So it's a shame. Hey, let's go to the callers. We've got Neil on hold here. Mike, would you mind bringing him into the conversation? He's calling from Prescott. Good morning, Neil. How can we help you, my friend?
Howdy, sir. Well, you know, I got up here from California. Mike bought me a house to get rid of me. I figured God was pointing me up here, and of course, I just don't know what finger he's been using because everything keeps falling apart.
Okay.
I had some guys come out after I cleaned up the place, did the carpeting, and cleaned it myself twice because the people that had stayed during the escrow had messed the place up. I stepped on a horseshoe nail, turned out to be a toenail. But the place was cleaned up. These guys came in. I used my scope with a 6-foot lead on it, chucked my ducting out, and tried to vacuum it out, and thought, okay, I'm kind of sensitive, so I better clean it, maybe have it cleaned out. So I had a company advertised on a radio station, and
yeah.
They came out and put some filthy mats down, brought this big machine in and banged up the paint and had this big hose with this big hammer on the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, which one are you climbing up there, skinny guy and a big guy? And he says, no, we're not going up there. Well, how do you check it out? You're going to check the attic out, tell me what's going on. I was hoping to take some pictures. No, we're not going up there. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to clean it out, just vacuum it out. Well, yeah, but I need to know what's going on up there. Well, you know, we can leave. Well, okay. $345, about 40 minutes, most of it putting in and putting out the machinery and filtering up the carpet, and took off.
Now, that's a duct cleaning service, correct?
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. And it's plastic tubing up there and
right.
Most of it. And
yeah.
It's so 1,000-square-foot place.
So it's all flex duct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had no idea it was busted up. And, of course, I went up there one day, tried to see what I was doing. I took my cell phone in case I got stuck. I'm 62 coming up, so a little banged up. So
now, Neil, let me address this duct cleaning just for a minute because it's one of the scams that's pretty pervasive all through Arizona. Duct cleaning companies, you homeowners need to be very, very wary of them. And, boy, am I going to get flooded with emails tomorrow. Because you don't want anyone cleaning your ducts that isn't a licensed air conditioning contractor, because cleaning the ductwork does absolutely nothing for cleaning your inside air if you don't disassemble the air conditioning cabinet and thoroughly clean the coils. And you don't want anyone taking your air conditioning apart that isn't a trusted, licensed, bonded, insured air conditioning contractor. You're new. You're in from California. You have found our radio program, Rosie on the House. You need to find our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Register in the Prescott area. Ask for who we recommend in the air conditioning and duct cleaning business in that particular area, and you're not going to be cheated like that again. So that takes care of the duct cleaning. Were there any other issues you wanted to address in the home?
Oh, yeah, plumbing. I had the one guy come out after I dug a 25-foot trench. I'd done some plumbing back when I was 17, crawling on, doing all the hard work. So with a trowel, I dug it all out and found the busted-up plate pipe with a patch on it, and nobody had cleaned it out. The four guys that came out, three of them that supposed to have cleaned it all the way out to the city, never did.
Yeah.
So I found Rapunzel's from the cedar trees, roots down there.
Yeah.
5 feet of that. And then cleaned it all up, patched up a little bit myself so I could use it. And a guy came out from a famous company and supposed to do some special coating that only one company does.
Yeah.
And I'd helped develop that back in the 70s.
Okay.
Enough.
All right.
So he charges me this, that, and so I had to go to the doctor, came back, and it was $2,800. I said he was all done. No, that's $7,000 more. Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
There really are good people here.
Well, Neil, yeah, there really are good people here. We welcome you. Many, many Californians are relocating in the beautiful Yavapai Quad City area. Get familiar with RosieOnTheHouse.com, and you'll quit running into these kind of scenarios. Let's get back to the topic of fraud as we're educating our listeners. I think what you dug up on staying in motels just really raises the hair on the back of my neck. Here we are promoting the staycations and getting people out and about to see beautiful Arizona. We know we have a lot of people traveling from the south end of the state to the north end of the state this time of year to get up in the cool pines and the aspens and the cool country, experience those afternoon monsoon showers that drop the temperature down to the 60 degrees. But there's people out there
Following you around.
And what did you find?
This is no reflection on the place you stay. It doesn't matter how nice a place you stay, how much money you pay for your evening. Here's three common scans. Okay, you've been out all day. You come back in and you're starving. And you open the door and there's a flyer on the ground and it's for pizza. And it's got a great coupon.
Or any carry out.
Yeah,
whatever.
Any carry out. Yeah. So, and so you see it and, hey, it's a pretty good deal. That's better than Pizza Hut. I'm gonna order this. So you pick up the phone, you call the number, you order your pizza, you give them your full number, you give them the little 3-digit code on the back, your full name on the credit card, and your pizza never comes.
Because and that's it's called not really, identity theft.
Yeah, because that's not really a pizza company. So once again, if you look at your little acronym CON, you do the contacting. You pick up your phone and you Google search or you ask the front desk, you know, who's in town. Okay, number two. You just turned in for the night and the phone rings and they say, hey, this is the front desk and I was just running your charges and, you know, your credit card. I think I have some numbers transposed. Could you read that to me again? And so they take all your information. Well, it wasn't the front desk. So you'll have to say, well, you know, I'll come down to the desk or I'll talk to you tomorrow. But no, you don't give that out over the phone. And the third one, this is scary to me because I think I may have fallen for this one a time or two. So you have your laptop. You know, are you trying you're trying to hook up Wi-Fi on your phone?
Sure, yeah.
And let's say you're staying at Best Western,
mm-hmm.
and there's two or three choices, and they all say Best Western in some form or another. Maybe it's Best Western ABC. Well, that one ABC is not really theirs. So you connect to that Wi-Fi, and it's set you up to be it's not protected. So
they're just vacuuming the information out of your
phishing,
hard drive.
They are phishing for your information.
So make sure you're connecting to the Wi-Fi instructions that come at check-in,
yes.
And specifically to that URL address.
You get all your information at the front desk. Do you have my information correct? Where should I eat? What's the Wi-Fi number? All those kind of things so that you're not being in a position where someone's contacting you.
Well, I can see where those three are fairly ingenious, and they are something every single one of us could fall for as we're trying to sneak away from the heat, get up in the cool country, and check into a motel.
It's not a matter how smart you are.
And it's not a matter of which motel.
Mm-mm.
This is done every single place. So there's just another tip for you to watch out. We're going to take a short break here. When we get back, we'll check in with Romy out at the University of Phoenix Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the University of Phoenix Stadium and give you a couple more tips how you can protect yourself.